Hi, Andy. How are you?
I am so good. Thank you so much for having me on. Happy Tuesday, not Monday. Feels like
Yes.
Sunday, but it's Tuesday.
Yes. It feels like Monday for sure. We're recording this on the day after President's Day. So it's definitely a day that kind of drags because you're catching up from, the week before and having this short week. But Andy, we're excited to have you and kind of talk through your journey. But before we get started, it's marketing happy hour, so we have to ask this question and we need to know what your go-to happy hour drink is.
Oh my gosh. So I have a rotation. So I'll just give a quick. So definitely spicy marg. I'm a spicy marg girl for sure. I also love just a glass of champagne. And then winter months, red wine or orange wine. So those four on rotation.
Oh my gosh, so fun. I'm such a huge orange wine girl. Like my dream is to open a natural wine shop. And so like I'm always looking at all of the little like new
I will be your
brands and
first
everything.
customer. I know I'm
Yeah.
such a red wine girl. And when I moved to New York in the summer, I couldn't just be drinking red wine. That's literally crazy. So I got into orange wine. And so I've expanded my repertoire. But yes,
love
but I would
that.
say cocktail wise, spicy marg always. I'm a spicy
I
marg
love
gal.
that. Love that so much. And Cassie's the opposite too. She was living in New York in the winter and would order Aperol spritzes, which is definitely a summer drink. So
You know what? Put some cranberries in there and it's a winter drink. Okay. Winter
honestly,
spritz.
exactly.
Seriously.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would get some looks, but it's fine. And it's hilarious. Like we have this running joke. We'll go out to dinner or happy hour or whatever, and I'll take a drink menu anyways. And I'm like, I'll ask the waiter, I'm like, what's good here? And they'll tell me five different drinks. And I'm like, actually, I'm just gonna have an Aperol spritz. Yes, you
Such a
can never
problem.
go. I support that, of course. Thank you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, let's get into the conversation here. We want to hear a little bit about your career path so far. Like if you were in a job interview right now and they were like, tell us about yourself, what would you say?
So I'm Andy. So I'm from Southern California. I've spent most of my life there. I went to the University of Southern California. And when I graduated there, I got a role at Twitter in client partnerships and spent most of my time there on the Apple Book of Business. So consulting with Apple on how to advertise on Twitter. From there, I jumped over to Spotify. That's what led me to New York City. I've been here for about 9 months, and Spotify was the most incredible opportunity. I was on the retail vertical, so doing very similar work, consulting with clients on how to advertise on Spotify in the retail market. And I'm so lucky to have worked for two companies that I really believe in with great communities. And again, it got me to New York City working at Spotify. So Awesome. Well, and I'm curious too with one of your most recent roles, either or, you're welcome to choose. What's one of the most valuable lessons you learned that you're going to be taking into your next role? I would say at Spotify, having the opportunity to go into the office was so important to me, just the connections I made and how important that culture at a company is. And that's something I've really been looking for as I'm interviewing and as I'm just having these conversations, is it's so important that you like where you're showing up to work and the people that you're spending so much of your time with.
All right, well, Andy, I know a lot of your story, but I just want our listeners to hear too, what inspired your recent job search? Was it a layoff or just looking to switch it up? Could you just share a little bit about your journey?
Of course. So I have, and I say this with a lens of gratitude, truly, I've been a part of two really big layoffs. So as a part of the layoff when Elon Musk bought Twitter back at the end of 2022, and then I was also a part of the most recent layoffs at Spotify. That being said, truly could not be more grateful for the company. They handled the layoffs so elegantly, and but that's what ultimately got me on the job market. But I truly I loved working at Spotify. I have nothing but amazing things to say.
With this feature role that you're looking for, it seems like you have quite a tech background. And so curious, are you looking to stay in tech? Do you have any ideas for a future role? Are there any dream companies you'd like to work for? Tell us all about what you're looking for in a next step.
So I think when I was laid off, I really took a step back and just thought about what I wanted for my next role. And I knew I wanted my number one priority was I wanted to be in front of clients. I wanted to be client facing. I love connecting with people. That's my favorite thing to do. And so just really taking that opportunity to evaluate that. I think in terms of companies, I'm very open to tech, non-tech, big, small. I'm trying to cast a wider net just to not close myself off to opportunities. But I think a dream company would probably be Pinterest. I love the product, and I think that's so important in what you're selling. And I'm really looking for a place that is similar to Spotify because the culture there was amazing, and I've heard great things about Pinterest. And with that being said, I know there's so many companies that value their employees, and where there's amazing connections as well. So I'm just digging in there, and we'll see where that road takes me. But again, just trying to be open-minded and having these conversations with individuals in all different industries.
Yeah, no, that's always good too. If you just go into it with an open mind and an open heart to whatever is going to come your way, you're going to get the perfect match for you. So while Pinterest might be your number one dream company, you know, I'm sure something will come along, even if it's not Pinterest, that is a great fit. So I would just love to hear, you know, what's been something that you're learning during this time of looking for a job? You know, the market is so difficult, and we know a lot of people personally who've been looking for like a year, which is crazy. And it feels like so overwhelming. But what have you kind of been learning as you navigate the job market, and what's kind of been keeping you going?
I love this question. So thank you for this one. I think I've learned a lot. I think one is how much support I have in this process, both professionally and personally. And I think it's so important to approach this time with an air of gratitude, because I think it can be very overwhelming and it can feel a bit lonely too. Just you have to structure your days and you have to find purpose. And with that, I think it's on a personal level, just realizing how much of your purpose originally comes, or for me, came from my career, and how it's really forced me to evaluate who I am as a person and what's really important to me. And of course, I'm so excited to continue my career, but I think just focusing on what I do have and what I bring to the table outside of my career is a really great reminder for, I'm sure, a lot of people who listen to this podcast who are very motivated, have amazing careers. And while that's important, there's other things in life to value as well. And so it's really forced me to take a step back. I think also how willing people are to help. I think if you're willing to put yourself out there, case in point with you, Erica, me reaching out to you and just asking to have a conversation, I think that is so valuable, and people want to help people who want to help themselves. And I think just coming and being vulnerable and open about my experience, and also just how much I love networking. It's been so exciting. Like I've mentioned in the past, I've talked to so many incredible individuals in all different industries. I've made connections with not just work-related, like future friends and like people that I just have cared to get to know on a personal level as well. And so yes, that's a lot of learnings, but it has been such an area of learning for me. So, or a time of learning. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. And such a good perspective. I feel like a lot of times we look at these lulls or quiet times as we're not getting things done, we're not accomplishing anything, but there is truly that opens up a time of just networking and even hobbies, pursuing things, like you said, Andy, outside of work, and just finding excitement and joy in other things in life. And I think that's a really good just adjustment there.
Thank you. And I think also too, that helps bring a better version of yourself to work. And I think mental health has always been something that's been very important to me, and I've gotten to dedicate a lot of time to that. And that makes me excited for how I'm going to show up to the next company that I'm a part of. And in terms of hobbies too, I've always loved writing. I've never really written though. And so I just kind of started writing this blog about New York and my time in New York. And it's just been so fun. Again, I literally think it's like my parents and two of my friends read it, but it's exciting to me. It gives me purpose, and it's a new hobby. So that's another little takeaway or way that I've grown through this process.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to have something like an outlet or like a passion project that's outside of work that you're just excited about. And, you know, you're not trying to like monetize it or make it like you're taking on a whole new role or a whole new job, it's always nice to have something like that because you can be creative in that sense. You mentioned a little bit in what you were just speaking about mental health. And I would love to just hear kind of like your journey with mental health, especially as someone who, you know, has had this really prosperous career and then been laid off twice. You know, that can really be, you know, that can really mess with you. And I would love to know how you're like conquering, you know, moving forward in your career and really championing yourself and your mental health and people out there.
Of course. I mean, as I said, this is something that mental health is so important to me and a passion of mine and something that I've worked on my whole life, as we all do. I think something I will say is I'm so impressed by the focus that companies have on mental health these days and also just the grace they have for who you are personally and what you need. And so that's just for people out there who are entering the workforce to just be optimistic about they do care about you and they care about keeping you happy and healthy physically and mentally. I think in terms of just the layoffs and mental health, I think again, it's reflecting on what's important to you and reflecting on who you want to be as a person. I think the most important thing you can do is show up authentically as yourself. And as long as you're being yourself, you're doing the best you can do. And so, again, I think also too, as we all have, we've all been through things in life. And I think just having a perspective that this is a serious thing, getting let go from your job, but there's so much growth from it and there's so much good to come from it. And, but our mental health, that has to be number one, because again, that affects how you show up in every area of your life. And, that's something that will continue to work on my entire life.
Couldn't agree more. So good. Well, thank you for that, Andy. But we are coming to a close here. So bummed to close out with you. We've had so much chatting on and off record. But Andy, if you don't mind, share with us where we can stay in touch with you. If there is a brand that wants to reach out to you about a position, how do we find you online?
So I'm on LinkedIn. Should just be Andy Wright. I'm on Instagram. My Instagram handle is XOXOAndy, A-N-D-I-E. And then if anybody wants to read my blog, literally no pressure, but it's Miss Wright Now. And my last name is Wright with a W. So W-R-I-G-H-T. And thank you guys so much. I think what you're doing is incredible. I think you are both incredible as people and as professionals. And I'm just so lucky to have had this chat and have gotten to know you.
Oh my gosh, Andy. Well, thank you so much. And this has been great. I know there's a lot of really good nuggets in here that anyone listening will be able to take away. So we're excited to see where you land.
Of course. Thank you. I will definitely keep you guys updated and excited to stay in touch. And again, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Marketing Happy Hour podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. If you want more of Marketing Happy Hour but don't know where to start, we invite you to download our free Marketing Happy Hour starter kit at marketinghappyhr.com/starter-kit. This interactive magazine-style PDF walks through who we are, includes helpful resources like a marketing term glossary and the printable daily planner sheet that we actually use ourselves, and contains clickable links to our episode recommendations by subject area. Not to mention all the fun extras like a quiz, the link to our Marketing Happy Hour Insiders Facebook group, a word search, a playlist, a goal setting guide, content inspo by month, and more. It's our hope that you'll dive into this resource and walk away more confident in your career journey with a group of industry pals that you can lean on for advice and support. Snag your free starter kit today at marketinghappyhr.com/starter-kit for all of the info you need to become a Marketing Happy Hour Insider.